blackcock grouse are lekking. The plucky haggis, 21st November 2011, originally recorded 9th of April 2010. Much larger than their cousins red, late April, May on mountain tops they're out to make display. All cocks of certain age vie daily for the best of spots and fight like boisterous girls or queens in drag. Occasionally it ends in bloodshed, otherwise it's mostly hollering, pouting, flapping wings, handbags at 10 paces kind of thing. And to this spot we too set off, short drive and then foot with backpacks filled, tent, sleeping bags, elk skins and plenty spare warm clothing. It could be -10. A half-hour hike up higher on mountain top we had arrived, to a spot we'd earlier seen their signs, mostly plenty poo. Crisp deep snow, due to freezing cold, crunched beneath our feet, but held our weight, which during daylight hours the day before needed skis to cross. And there beneath a moonless night yet star-filled sky, we pitched our two-man tent. One lamp ensured we got it right. We snuggled down just after 2. Our dozing slumber was disturbed soon after 4 a.m. by sounds of flapping wings. Our party guests had started to arrive. Although too dark to see, we listened to their calls, which sounded, as best I dare describe, like chickens on speed imitating cooing doves with intermittent screech. We too had come prepared, a CD with their call, just to egg them on a bitty, that blared out just as loudly from speakers by our hide. Another snooze, when all around lay still, sporadic silence. Then, with daylight breaking, mesmerising displays. Beating wings we heard more frequently, pointing and whispering, just over there, now there, here too. We played again to draw them in, as sunlight pierced through dawn, revealing haunting, eager cries with leaps, blackcock vying for their territorial rights. Wherein toward the end of May they'd have their mating way with several grey hens. Reward indeed for this sterling and spectacular behaviour. Just within our vision, in 4 to 6 foot leaps, frenzied flapping, feathered displays with chatter. One proud cock flew near to sit on yonder treetop, from us not more than 30 feet, replying and displaying to all around, and to he never knew. Then the climax we had come for, 3, 4, 5 dancing round in circles with well-staged postured pose, tribal dancers, blue-black wings held low, necks stretched forth, bright white tails fanned high, magnificent. Screaming each had rights to this here land, bog off and find your own. Crowing, crowning glory, rising in mid-air, one last warning or I'll dare. And so it went on here and there, until a falcon flew by and temporarily hushed the air. Half hour later we heard some more, but the best had passed, so we headed home gone 9, just before the snow gave way, defrosting in late winter's warming sun. Spring was close. Smiling ear to ear, delighted, avowing we'd return. The plucky haggis.